Hey everyone, I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this. I don't even know if I'll post this, but, or maybe I will, I don't know, but, I guess I kind of just need to talk and get stuff off my chest, and I have a lot of people in real life I can talk to, like, I have a lot of people who support me, but I guess I don't have anyone to talk to right now, but I really want to talk, so I don't know, I just decided to talk to my phone, and I find that speaking out loud helps a lot. I don't know, that might not make any sense, but I like to talk about how I feel, and I like to write it down sometimes too, but I find saying it out loud helps more than writing it down. But anyways, I'm not usually so down and depressing. I would say I'm a very positive person, and just kind of naturally, but I mean, I'm a human being too, and sometimes I don't feel so positive, but it's hard sometimes to it's hard not to feel good, you know? But, I'll be okay. I'll always be okay. Everyone feels, frustrated or upset sometimes. It's not the end of the world, but I don't know. Anyways, I'm not mad. I'm just, frustrated, I guess, and it's nobody's fault. It's just life and the state of the world, and just makes work hard. I'm not really going through anything hard in my personal life, but I've just been feeling really, overwhelmed and frustrated with my job, and I really do love my job. I work in it's kind of hard to describe without being super specific, but I work in social services, in a community-based setting, and I provide services and I run programs for families. Families who are facing a lot of barriers. And not all of them are families, some of them are single, but people who are facing a lot of barriers, people from a wide range of marginalized groups, just like, I work in a community-based setting. I don't know, that's the best way to describe it. And anyone who works in that type of setting, anyone who works in social services knows that it's not easy. And no job is easy. Every job is hard in its own way. But working in that type of setting, I guess would say, presents its own unique set of challenges. And so I guess I kind of just want to complain about it. I don't hate my job. It's just, lately it's been hard to, do it, I guess, successfully and do everything that I'd like to do because of the pandemic and all of the restrictions. And I hope where you live, it's getting better. I live in Canada, and, in the province where I live, it just keeps getting worse and worse. But anyways, it's hard because I care a lot about the people I work with and the people I provide services to, like anybody else in this field, and I want them to succeed and be able to access all of the services and resources that they should for their success, which is hard when things are closed or not really receiving a lot of funding anymore. You know, a whole bunch of things. And anyone who works in this field knows that getting people to engage is difficult enough when you can interact with people in person. And now that nothing is in person anymore, it's even harder. And I guess, like most people who work in this field, I care a lot about people, maybe a little bit too much, and maybe I put too much of myself into my job. That's probably the case, but just all of that combined is just demotivating. I think that's a word. And I guess also a little bit discouraging. I don't know. But I try my best, and I do what I can do for my clients, but most times I feel like it's not enough. And I know that's not my fault, but I wish, I know it's not me that can do more, it's other services, or I guess that's the word. It's not me that's not doing enough, it's other, I want to say it's other people, because not that I'm like blaming other people or other services, but it's just with the state of the world, things aren't, and services aren't really functioning like they used to, like they should be. And I guess there's only so much I can do. I don't really know if I'm making any sense, but it's not me, and I don't have to blame myself. And I guess I'm not. I guess I'm just frustrated with everything. But I'm just trying my best, and I guess that's all I can do. But anyways, I guess I'm done complaining. The first, I guess, purpose of this audio is to complain and talk about how I've been feeling. And then I guess the second part, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who posts here, and I post here too, so I'm not saying thank you to myself, but I am not usually I guess I wouldn't say I'm not someone who is usually like the listener in Pillow Talk audios. I make a lot of them for people. For people who are feeling like I'm feeling right now, I guess. But sometimes I listen and get a lot of comfort, I guess, from them. So I guess I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who posts and puts in all that work and effort to make audios. I know it isn't easy because I make them myself. And you are appreciated, and I appreciate you. A lot of other people appreciate you. I hope you stick around, even if you feel like you're not good enough, or I don't know, maybe you don't feel motivated or appreciated. I hope you stick around and keep posting, because you never know who your audio might be helping. And I also wanted to say thank you to everyone who's listened to me and given me the time of day. In this line of work, I usually don't feel very appreciated, but I always feel appreciated here, so thank you, I guess. So I don't know, there's really no point to this audio, but I don't know, maybe someone will listen, and maybe someone will listen and maybe resonate with what I say, or maybe you're feeling the same way, and maybe it'll make you feel less alone. Maybe you find it nice to listen to someone who isn't so bubbly and cheery. Sometimes that's nice. Sometimes it's nice to listen to someone who is being real about the negative emotions they feel. Sometimes that can make you feel better. Not because you feel better that they feel bad, but it's kind of like, oh, it's okay to feel that way, if that makes sense. But anyways, I'm finished talking. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, and you're all great, and I hope you all stay in this community, I guess. So thanks for listening to me if you made it this far. I don't know why, but thank you.